from what I remember, like a sixth or a seventh of what they have mined appraised at. So I'm a little concerned, you know, where we're heading to with the appraisal.
Okay, with respect to your house out there, Branson hasn't, the assessor's office has just now gotten to the northern edge of Branson as far as getting the valuations, trying to get them closer to fair market value. And tell me, what amount do you have on your card, or do you know that the
Yes, I'm also not home right now. I think the amount on my card is, just off the top of my head, about 580, I think it is. And that might be combination lot and house. I just can't remember off the top of my head. I do apologize.
No, that's all right. We have you at 543,390.
Gotcha.
Okay, is what we have it at. And if, I mean, if there's a value question, in other words, if you believe that the assessor has overvalued your property, that is something we can certainly take evidence on. We're a citizen board. We're not with the assessor's office. We're just an independent board. So if there's an appeal, we can consider evidence that you have or anything like that, but you indicated you didn't really have any. We're just trying to verify if that 543 number is, if you think that number is too high based on the, in other words, it's not fair market value of your property. If you think it's under the fair market value of your property, then I don't know what we're going to be able to do for you, but if you think that it's over that, then that's something. I don't know about the lot issue. I guess I can have the assessor answer that question.
Well, I guess there's two portions of that. There's the actual building and there's a lot, and they usually divide them out. And I think, if I recall, the person I spoke to, and I guess I didn't even know you're a citizen-run board, but I believe when I spoke with someone in the office, when I originally received the card in the mail, they told me my lot is valued at something like $80,000 or something, which, as I said, kind of dropped my jaw floor because there's currently lots for sale for $12,000, which aren't selling. Like, there's lots that's been here for sale for that amount that's sitting for years. So I'm a little, like, we bought a lot next door to us, you know, paying a premium, because we don't want someone to build next to us, and we pay 20. So I just don't really know. I mean, I specifically speak to that portion. And the other portion, as I mentioned, is one of my neighbors actually supplied, and I don't know, I'm not sure, I have to check in with him, he supplied to you guys, or he spoke with Ms. Chapman directly. But he supplied all the kind of ratios that available that he could find for other neighborhoods similar to ours. And it seems like our neighborhood is excessively increased.
Yours has increased because they just got to your neighborhood and they haven't been to all of the other ones yet in the Branson area. They've been coming across the county from the east, basically, and they have not got to the they got to the north edge of Branson but haven't got much farther. I'm going to, just to clarify, we are a citizen board appointed by this county commission to hear tax appeals, but the assessor is here, and I'm going to let her speak to the issues that you've raised. I don't know what she's going to say to those, but I'm going to let her talk. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so on your lot value, we take sales figures from your neighborhood, actually, and after we've appraised you in our cost system, and then we know what values are on the houses that have sold, that's how we determine your lot value. Your lot value itself is an improved lot, which means you've got water, electrical, you've poured driveways, you've done grading. There's a lot to that comes in that $79,000.
He's having a hard time hearing you.
Can you move your mic closer?
Okay. Right. So if you look at the beacon, you'll see that everyone with an improved lot is around the same amount. And the way we determine that is we have sales letters that come in. We've had several for your neighborhood. And so we do our cost analysis on the structures, and everybody's put in the same for their structure. Then we have an idea of what the lots are, and we equalize that out, and that's how we determine the value of the lot.
So an improved lot is different than
a blank lot, yeah, than a vacant.
What is your definition of an improved lot?
Again, you have water, you have sewer or septic, it's been graded, you've been able to put your foundation in, you've got maybe concrete or asphalt. There's a lot involved in having a developed lot versus having vacant land. There's improvements. Even though you don't see them right up front, some of these lots have had to have extensive grading work, that type of thing. And so, again, we equalize it among all the lots in your neighborhood, and we come up with a lot price.
And ultimately,
I don't agree with that at all. Your methodology doesn't work in that regard, because there could be someone that has to spend $1 million just to put something on there, and there's someone that could spend nothing because their lot is ready. All of them have water, all of them have sewer, all of them have electric. So that's part of the expensive part of this. All the other people doesn't need to necessarily be draining. Some of them have walkout basins, some of them don't. I mean, I'm not trying to turn this into an argument, but that methodology is just flawed, in my opinion.
And from what we're looking at as a board, I think the ultimate question for us, I mean, regardless of how much they apportion to your lot value versus the value of the home once there's a home on it, is the total appraised value in excess of the market value? And if it is, then we can try to do something about it. But regardless of how they apportion it, I guess, in other words, the lot is included with the improvement.
A total.
Yeah, so... I'm not trying to be argumentative with you either. I'm just letting you know that that's ultimately really what we're looking at when we're talking about an improved lot.
Okay. I'm not really prepared for, you know, going into full definitions with the board and with yourselves. But I just don't agree with the methodology of how they're doing this. And I guess you're saying that apportionment doesn't really matter in this case. But I also, at the same time, again, being unprepared for this conversation, don't really get how we've gotten so far off course that we have to increase. And in my case, it was 53% increase in 1 year. How did we get there? Did people not do their job for the last, I don't know, 10 years? Or how did we get to where we are to do this? Because I promise you that my house, since we bought it 4 years ago, did not increase in 53% value, even though we've had incremental increases, I believe, since then, too. Our salaries did not increase 53%. So what has happened? What got us to this point? And how are we now trying to reset it now, suddenly, just before the head of this department is
leaving?
In a few months.
Well, to give you an idea, we just talked to a gentleman who had his property and he had vacant land, and it increased 4,000%. So to give you an idea, yes, the county for many years has been underassessed, and the State Tax Commission has directed the assessors across the state, not just in Taney County, to get their values up to closer to the fair market value. Because that's what the statute says, is there's supposed to be true value in money or fair market value. And so that's why this is happening. It's not, I mean, no. The members of this board don't like increased taxes either, but and neither does the assessor, I don't believe. It's just a question of it's now gotten to the point. But, yes, for many years there was a lot of assessment was not done.
Well, and then the other portion of this is, 3/4 of our neighbors are elderly and have their rights locked in, so the rest of us have to pick up the additional bill for the, I guess, averaged out tax you guys want to get from this neighborhood, I suppose.
That's called politicians wanting to keep getting elected.
I don't know what it is called, young people actually earning money in the town and paying state and local taxes. Because I can promise you this, that this is not sustainable to keep raising even just property taxes to this amount.
And here's what I would encourage you to do, because as I sit here, I believe me, with over 600 appeals this session, we have heard this. Get in touch with your legislature, because that's who's making the rules on us.
The problem is they just tell us to get in touch with our local
assessors.
So we're chased around in circles. And again, I appreciate you guys' this time.
Yeah.
I
want to give you as much time as you want, so you tell me.
I can tell you this is not sustainable, and you know, one of my neighbors moved in literally less than a year ago. Theirs went up 50% cheap. Like, this is, and I hear you guys, I get it. You're
right. There's a limited amount we can do. We do understand the issue. And you know, I was kind of being sarcastic a minute ago. I mean, they made this rule with seniors so that they can freeze for this exact reason. So, I mean, because too, but. At this point, the property taxes in the county, just like about every other county, have been going up.
So now I guess my other question is, if this is a staged, you know, thing that you guys do kind of from east to west, I guess, as you mentioned, or from south to north, how are we supposed to convince you with comparative taxes on other properties that ours shouldn't be increased by this much? If the answer to that would just be, well, we're doing it in, you know, sessions. We haven't gotten to those yet. But half the things that my other neighbor has mentioned showed proof of with recent sales, with current taxes, you know, assessed, with home values, etc. All of that he also relate to, I assume, the board has just been dismissed completely. So how do we prove to you guys if the answer would just be, we've not gotten there yet?
Well, and again,
the other thing is, there's only so many. Excuse me, sorry, sir. There's only so many things that's similar, that's comparative, and the answer to all of that is, we haven't gotten to them yet.
Well, and again,
I can't compare my house. Excuse me, right. I'm so sorry. I can't compare my house to a double wide on the other side of the street. You know,
I understand.
What do we do to convince you guys?
No, we understand, and when you say we, again, we just hear appeals. You and several other ones have appealed to us, but we can't do much of anything about an increase. And as to other questions, the assessor indicated she wanted to have a comment.
Okay.
So the county has not necessarily been assessed.
I'm sorry, I really struggle to hear you, and I don't mean to sound rude.
She has a microphone. She's going to try to move it up, too.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
A little bit. There's a little bit of an echo, so I don't know if the mic is picking you up, the closest mic is picking you up.
Okay, so anyway, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that things are equalized. And so the program that we used, although antiquated, does the same set of rules for every structure in the county. And so if you have brick or you have asphalt shingles, all of those get the same numbers of points if you have the exact same thing as somebody even on the eastern side of the county. Then we also have sales letters that come in. So for your neighborhood, Branson Hills, we've had some sales letters. We know the value of the houses that are there and what they're selling for. And so then we have to figure out how to achieve that. And
okay,
if the structures are the same, then it has to be the land.
Hold on. Only one of you can talk at a time. We're streaming live on the internet. Okay. Go ahead and let her finish, then I'll let you talk again, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So there is no other way unless you actually turn in sales letters when you buy a property, and you can talk to a legislator about doing that. The realtors in the area, and